This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's a temptation to think of the new year as a chance to do new things, to think in new ways, to approach your life with a whole new perspective, and I try to tamp that feeling down. Everything has been thought of before, wrote the German poet and author Goethe, but the difficulty is to think of it again. Now, Goethe clearly wasn't thinking about Hollywood when he wrote those words. We in the entertainment industry have no trouble at all of thinking things again and again and again if there's money to be made, and maybe a few more times just to make sure the money well is dry. One of the biggest movies around, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is the story of a motley band of rebels who set about trying to destroy a powerful and terrifying planet-sized weapon, much like the original Star Wars film in which a motley band of rebels sets about trying to destroy a powerful and terrifying planet-sized weapon, and not so dissimilar to last year's blockbuster Star Wars film, Star Wars The Force Awakens, in which a motley band of rebels sets about trying to destroy a powerful and terrifying planet-sized weapon. And this is not a criticism, because as Goethe might have observed, there's only so much you can do with Star Wars. That said, the constellation of Star Wars characters and mythologies are a richly complex tapestry compared to, say, the world of the television show Baywatch, which, as many of you will recall, and if you're too young to remember that worldwide smash hit of a TV show, I really just can't relate to you, but just for convenience, here goes. Baywatch told a two-dimensional story of a collection of two-dimensional characters who served as lifeguards along the beaches of Southern California, and most of the show was an excuse to show attractive people in bathing suits. And again, that is not a criticism. This is show business, after all. But even though the show has been out of production for over a decade, as Goethe reminds us, the trick is to think of it again. Baywatch is about to be a movie, a new movie, but not a new movie. The one-sentence summary of the picture's story, what we insiders call the logline, suggests that the film will keep the two-dimensional and by-the-numbers traditions of Baywatch alive. Basically, it's this. Lifeguard Mitch Buchanan, played by Dwayne Johnson, and a brash new recruit, played by Zac Efron, uncover a criminal plot that threatens the future of the bay. That's it. That's the logline. And if you close your eyes for a moment, you can probably play the entire movie for yourself, moment by moment. I mean, yes, it's new, like this is a new year, but it's also really familiar, also like a new year. I mean, don't you think it's going to go something like Mitch and the brash recruit will clash, and Efron's character will be called a cowboy or a maverick, and he'll be accused of taking needless risks, and Mitch will worry that he's becoming out of touch and old, and there will probably be a romantic triangle, and Mitch and Efron's character will end up saving someone, probably a child, from watery peril by learning to work together, and in between these moments will be attractive young people dressed for the beach. Happy New Year. I mean, it's tempting, naturally, to sneer and cavil at these kinds of movies, but there's something reassuring to audiences as well as media company shareholders about the same old, especially now that the real world seems to be more alarmingly unpredictable every day. But that's always been what Hollywood has excelled at, delivering familiar experiences with satisfying, read, expected outcomes, with mild variations in between. Love stories resolve themselves happily, disasters are averted, the brash recruit and the old veteran clash but come to respect each other, and the Death Star does get exploded eventually by the unlikely and motley heroes. And that's probably the way we should want it. I mean, look, there are more than enough nasty surprises in store in our daily lives, and all too many unexpected plot twists and turns on the way in 2017. So a little predictability on screen isn't such a bad thing, no matter how Goethe might have interpreted it. But then Goethe, fortunately for him, didn't have to come up with an explanation for 2016. Happy New Year. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will executive produce for KCRW.